in the limelight.
Palestinian olive farmers say attacks under the watchful eye of the Zionist regime army have destroyed the otherwise festive harvest season. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Shata Hamad Ryder. This article is published under the heading, Settler Attacks on Palestinian Olive Harvest Most Dangerous in Years. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. In the space of less than 10 days, Musleh Badawi and his family have been attacked three separate times by settlers while working on their land and picking olives. This year's harvest season, which runs between October and November, has been the hardest in recent memory for Badawi's family and other Palestinian families subjected to similar attacks. The olive harvest is a lifeline for some 80,000 to 100,000 Palestinian families in the occupied West Bank. We were preparing for the olive harvest season as if it were a big celebration, but today's events cast a dark shadow on the occasion due to the settler attacks. If that wasn't enough, we were also prevented from reaching our fields by the Israeli regime army, Musleh Badawi told Middle East Eye recently. Badawi mentions that during the first attack, on October 29th, the culprits were from the adjacent Esh Kodesh settlement. They came to the farmers' lands and stole their harvesting equipment and four large sacks of olives that were estimated to contain 5,000 shekels, that is $1,600 worth of olives. We informed the Israeli police and Israeli coordination and Liaison office, but they ignored our complaints when they confirmed that the settlers were the perpetrators of the theft. Badawi, 71, is a father of 8 and a grandfather to 18, and his family depends on the olive trees as a primary source of income. Despite the repeated attacks they faced, they haven't left their land and remain there constantly, he said. On November 5th, we went to our other tract of land near Elia settlement, which has 50 olive trees. We were surprised to see that the settlers had beat us to the land and had already picked the trees. The Israeli regime army then arrived and kicked us out. Later, the family suffered a third attack while they were on their land, a tract of 10 dunams, that is 1 hectare, near Hawiel outpost. Even though the area is considered Area B, the Israeli regime army still came and kicked us out, but only after we put up a fight until they were able to make us leave by force, Badawi said. He added that the repeated attacks on his family put them in constant fear of losing their land to colonization and being completely prevented from reaching their land in the coming years. Area B, according to the Oslo Accords, is administered by both the Israeli regime and the Palestinian Authority and has no Israeli settlements. The Badawi family's experience is familiar to scores of other Palestinian families during the olive harvest. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, in its latest report covering the period 5 to 18th of October, documented settlers' actions, which included damaging over 1,600 trees, most of them olive trees, or stealing Palestinians' harvest. These attacks took place in villages neighboring the cities of Nablus, Al-Khalil, Salfit, Ramallah, and Al-Quds. Bashar Garouti, an anti-settlement activist, told Middle East Eye that the Zionist regime civil administration has issued new maps that plan for the confiscation of more lands and prevent dozens of Palestinian families from reaching their lands, estimated to comprise thousands of dunams. "What we have faced this year has been the most dangerous wave of attacks in years," says Garouti, adding, "it imposes a new status quo, especially in the Millet region of the West Bank and Al-Khalil." He added that the settler attacks escalated during the olive harvest season against villages south of Nablus specifically, including the theft of olives and equipment, attacks against families, the obstruction of Palestinians accessing their fields, and the uprooting of hundreds of olive trees. He told Middle East Eye that the settlers have even planted sharp objects on the agricultural roads, damaging many Palestinian vehicles to prevent them from reaching their lands. Most settler attacks were carried out under the watchful eye of the Israeli regime civil administration and the Israeli regime army, who were content to sit back and watch, or even to provide protection to the settlers, Garouti added. Shahar Muhammad Azam, 53, confirms that, having been the victim of an attack on his land 4 years ago by a known settler, Shahar lodged several complaints against the settler to no avail. Shahar is from the village of Garout. The Elia settlement surrounds his 11 dunams, that is 1.1 hectares of land, and the Israeli regime army prevents him from reaching it without prior permission. "When I arrived at my land, the settler going by the name Koron told me in front of the army and the civil administration that he had picked all of my olive trees and that nothing was left for me," he said. His land houses 60 olive trees and all have been illegally harvested through theft. Shahar told Middle East Eye that the attacks come not only during the olive harvest. Every time he goes to his land, settlers plant sharp objects on the nearby roads, resulting in damage to his tractor. Shahar's families of 11 has not been spared the ramifications. He said, "These attacks have destroyed me and my family. We rely on the olive harvest, and we had big hopes for this season. But because of these attacks, I am unable to pay for my daughter's university tuition, and she is now halted her studies. We used to sell olives and olive oil, but today we buy it and the settlers steal from our trees right in front of our eyes." He continued, "Last year the settlers stole our harvest and only a single branch was left unpicked. The settler told me that he left this one olive branch for me so that I could get a good look at how great those olives were, so that you'll get a heart attack and die. The settler Koron threatens him regularly, telling him, 'I'm way above the police. You won't be able to reach me with your complaints.'" Muayyad Besharat, Programs and Project Manager at the Union of Agricultural Work Committees, told Middle East Eye that on October 13th, the union launched its annual campaign to assist Palestinian villagers whose lands are located in endangered areas through the presence of international groups and volunteers during the harvest. "During the second half of October," he says, 95 settler attacks have been recorded in the villages of southern Nablus. Settler attacks escalate throughout the olive picking season with the objective of emptying the land of any Palestinian presence. Settlers were further provoked by the presence of dozens of Palestinians this year who came to assist the farmers and affirm their commitment to the land, which the settlers reject. He added, "Despite our presence in large numbers in order to provide protection to the farmers, the settlers still launched widespread attacks, cutting trees, stealing harvest and tools, and harassing the villagers within eyeshot of the army and the Israeli regime civilian administration. They paid no heed to the international organizations that were present. Mu'ayyed affirmed that the settler attacks and army harassment have increased in general recently, and what was clear this time is that the attacks were in much larger numbers than before. The settlers were also accompanied by army escorts, and they expelled dozens of families from their lands, despite the fact those families had obtained permits to be there from the Israeli regime civil administration. According to UN data, almost half of Palestinian agricultural lands are planted, with an estimated 10 million olive trees in the West Bank and besieged Gaza Strip. The International Committee of the Red Cross said that more than 9,300 olive trees belonging to the Palestinian farmers were damaged, cut, or uprooted by the Zionist settlers between August 2020 and August 2021.